Hello, James.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
All right. Are you Amy?
I am. That's my name.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm doing all right. I'm painting a house right now, so.
Okay.
I'm on a scaffolding right now, so.
Well, I hope that you have your earbuds in. I hope your hand's free.
I'm hands free.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're technically hands
full,
but I hope that one of those hands isn't holding the phone.
I'm only 8 feet off the ground, so.
Okay.
But you know, you can die at eight feet too.
Yeah, you can really hurt yourself. My sister-in-law fell off a 20-foot scaffolding, so. Yep.
Oh,
I understand.
Not
nope, not good.
Yeah,
okay.
Not good.
I'm pulling everything up here. I see that you have a Google business listing with 4 or 5-star reviews and that you also have a website. Who are you currently working with? Who built the site?
It's AdIQ.
Mm-hmm. I'm really familiar with them. Absolutely. Are you happy with what you're getting from them?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm not getting any leads at all right now.
How much are they charging you?
$99 a month.
Mm. Yeah, that explains it. With that type of company, you get exactly what you pay for. You have an awesome website. It's just not getting any type of exposure. So, you know, this is...
The problem is if I go with another company
mm-hmm.
and I shut them off, then I lose
mm-hmm.
the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I've got to have a website.
Mm-hmm. I'll include one.
What I figure is if I keep it live
mm-hmm.
until you can get information from it, I don't know how much you can pull from it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I gave them all the information, so
mm-hmm.
Do they own everything on that website? You know, like all the references are mine on there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me look for the references because I'm not. Let me see the reviews. Is that what you're talking about? The
reviews.
Okay.
What I meant, reviews. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So the thing about the reviews is we only use verified reviews that are straight from Google. Okay. So the 4 or 5-star reviews that you have on Google, we can load those straight to the site, and we can help you gain and gather more. That's not a problem. We have lots of tools for review generation
okay.
and reputation management, but we can't take the reviews from any other destination because we're a Google Premier partner, so the way that we operate and do things here is a little bit differently. Okay.
Okay.
We have certain criteria that we're held to and certain practices that we have to adhere to, like the, you know, exclusivity. We can only work with one client per industry, per category, per service area, all that kind of stuff. So there are certain things. But are they also running the Google listing for you, or you're doing that for yourself?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what I'm getting from them.
Mm.
All I know is I'm not getting leads. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, our program is at $99, so you're going to get what you pay for here. Do you have a Facebook page?
Is yours more?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's more.
Oh, how much? What am I talking?
Well, I'm trying to get you into a good spot here. Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So this is a combination of Google advertising along with Facebook marketing. It includes Facebook ads. Facebook ads are a really extremely inexpensive way to get leads coming directly at you. And
I really don't want to tie my personal Facebook in with the business, really?
Oh, we're not going to tie your personal Facebook in. So every business profile is built from a personal profile, and they don't intertwine, James.
Okay.
No, they don't. And the only reason why it has to be built that way is because during COVID, people were starting a bunch of fake businesses and doing a bunch
okay.
of gobbledygook. So then Facebook well, Meta, now formerly known as Facebook, made it a requirement. So I actually have a business page that has absolutely nothing to do with my personal page for my business. So it's all kept separate. But what I can do for you, if you're willing to switch today and get everything set up, is I can go ahead and get you approved at a flat rate of $249 a month, and that's month to month. There's no contract. Your website will be up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. It will include $100 worth of Facebook ads that are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The Google listing is completely up and running in the first 30 to 45, especially if we have to get it back from, if you don't know if you have that access to that, if AdIQ is the one who has access to that, we're going to have to claim over it through Google. So that's what the terms and conditions state is 30 to 45 days. We also include, let me see here, programming for over 60 other destinations, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu, you name it, we give you a listing there. There's lots to choose from here. So we get everything up and moving in a very timely manner, and we get it all moving forward. Now, if you want to go with an even bigger package that's going to give you a very strong return right away, that's $449, and that package gives you that Google local listing. It gives you that website. It still includes the Facebook programming just for the page. It doesn't include the Facebook ads, and it includes $300 worth of Google ads.
Okay.
So it just depends on how big of a splash you want to make.
Right. Well, you know, right now, my calendar's busy for the next 6-7 weeks.
Oh, good. Then this
and
is
so,
the perfect time.
Yeah,
you're not gonna
so,
hurt for
but
it.
The only thing is, yeah, I know. But I was out of work for 6 weeks, 5 weeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I don't have a crew. It's just myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't. And then with all my bills and my truck payment and all that kind of stuff, I'm gonna have to really take a look at it before I can commit to $250 a month.
Okay.
And I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. You get what you pay for.
Absolutely.
And I'm really serious. Mm-hmm. I wanted to quit AdIQ, but I don't want to, you know, is there any way, if I quit AdIQ, should I just go ahead and write all those references down or reviews down or?
Do you have all their contact information for those reviews? Do you have their email or phone number?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, they're still current customers.
Okay, so then we have a dashboard here where you can just go in and punch in their information and send them a link directly to your Google review tab, and we take all the guesswork out of it for them. Literally, here.
Okay.
Here it is. Let's leave James a 5-star review, you know. And the thing is how many months have you been with AdIQ?
Well, I was with them for a couple years, and then I stopped for about 3-4 months. I didn't realize I'd lose my website.
Mm-hmm.
And so then my website went down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up to paying $150 a month, and I wasn't, you know, I'd get, you know, like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 calls per month.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all advertisement. There was no leads in it, you know?
Right.
And so it was just a waste of money. It was waste, you know?
Well, having a website and it not being properly marketed is a lot like having a billboard in the middle of the desert. So you can have an awesome website, but nobody can see it.
No.
You know, nobody's seeing it because you're not being properly marketed. You're not in, you know, in the backwoods of Mississippi where you're the only painter in a 50-mile radius. You know what I mean? You have to have some traction. You have to have some content out there about your company. And, yes, their website looks great, but they're charging you $99 every month, and nobody can see it except the people you're sending there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Can you, I just can't commit right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I need to do something. Okay. And I got to figure out how I can get this, how I can get this paid, you know, but you know, I've got to get caught up, you know, not working for 5 months. I lost like $5,000, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, I'm really, I don't have money in the bank, but I have real estate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm real estate poor. Anyway, well, I'm not real estate poor.
You're real estate rich.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say rich. You know, our property's worth about $800,000. So, and, you know, but I don't have, you know, I don't have a lot of money in the bank. I don't have, you know, I went into my own business 12 years ago, but I went from the corporate world and I took my 401k, sunk it into the business, and then, you know, it's, and I had a couple employees and it was just a pain, you know. I mean, you have to really decide, do you want to get really big? I have a guy that works with me that has 50 employees in Texas right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he has a lot of headaches too.
Right.
He's also making a lot of money.
Well, basically one job can cover the cost of this and everything after that would be profit. I mean, all marketing is a 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes. This is what I can do.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
If I can get you approved for just a local program, okay, at least get that Google listing up on the first page in the first 30 to 45 days, give you a new website, and give you a radius of about 15, 20 miles. I won't include the Facebook ads right now, but if I could do all that for just $50 more, for $149, are you willing to commit today? Then you can build it up.
Okay, so...
Then you
right.
can build
so
it up.
So how long would it take to get...
Well, the
so
thing
how
is,
long
is we're going
to...
How long do I need?
No, I'm just saying, how long do you need before I can shut off AdIQ so I'm not paying that $100?
Oh, you could shut them off right away. I'll have your website up and running in 3 to 5 days.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's get you going, James. You're going to absolutely love it. Okay?
Well, I'll tell you that in a month or so.
I bet you will. I bet you will.
It's just like the gal that called me. She goes, "We're going to put you on the front page." I says, "You know how many people have told me that? I'm
right.
paying money and it never happens."
Right. I understand. I have your last name is Tweet. T W E E T.
Yes.
I have an email address of alpha.omega services@comcast.net.
No.
Is that an old one?
About my email address?
Yes, sir.
It's tweetalpha. It's tweetalpha@gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect.
Do you have my website?
I do have your website. Yeah, I do have your website here. I'm looking at it.
Eatonville Painting. And
mm-hmm.
drywall.com,
mm-hmm.
is that what you have? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I have here. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to do is send out two consecutive emails to you. The first one's going to be labeled Google Advertising. And then once you get this going, you call me up, and if you want more exposure, we get the Facebook ads up and running for you, okay?
Sounds good.
And get that moving out, because this is the thing, I know that what AdIQ does. They lock you into a minimum of a 3-month contract to start, because it takes them a long time to get you listed on the first page. In my terms and conditions, James, it states 30 to 45 days for me to get you listed on the first page of Google. That's our written promise to you. Now, when you call AdIQ, I am going to give you a little bit of homework. Okay.
Okay. Maybe do I need to write it down?
Nope. I'm going to text it over to you and I'm going to email it to you. Okay. That way you have it when you call them. So before you cancel, what I want you to do is I want you to ask them, if you can do a buyout. They might just give you the website and do a buyout since you love that site. Because my site doesn't look exactly like that, okay? It's a great site. It's Google compliant. It's conversion driven. It's mobile optimized. We showcase the photos of your work. We have the Google review tab. We have the Google review button. The reviews load straight to the site. All the bells and whistles. We can even do payment integration for you to take it straight onto the site, okay? But if they allow you to do a buyout, cool. If not, okay, not the end of the world. You have a site already in the works. We're already going to be starting that.
You know,
but also,
I don't necessarily have to have that site. I just need it. All I need is a website that works. Okay, that's all
cool.
I need. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
So,
the thing that's more important.
I don't need to pay him any money. I don't want to pay him any more money.
Good. Don't. So when you, I'm texting this right now. When you call AdIQ, before you say you want to cancel, you make them give you your Google login credentials. I'm going to type it out for you exactly, okay? Because you are the owner of your Google business profile. You're the owner of the business. You're the owner of your Google business profile. There's a simple username and password. It's going to be attached to the email address for the business, and there's going to be a simple password. We can override them because we're a Google Premier partner. We can override them. We can reach out to Google. We can claim over it. But if you can just make them give you the credentials, be very firm with them and make them give you the credentials, it's going to expedite this process a whole lot faster. Okay?
Okay.
Here, before you cancel with them, make them give you the credentials for the, it's called GBP, which I'm going to put all the words out there for you, okay?
Okay.
That way it's not, I'm going to take all the guesswork out of it for you too, okay?
Okay.
Yes. Going to be a username and password. Okay, tell them you are the owner of that profile as the...
What am I doing?
Okay, I'm also going to send out a series of text messages with my direct phone number and extension line, as well as the number for client support. Now, as I send this out, I have a business address for you of 44118 State Route 161E East in Eatonville, Washington, 98328. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to continue to keep that physical address hidden on Google. Do you have a logo for the company?
It's on my website. There should be one, I think.
Is that, do you own that logo, or did they do that too?
I think it's, well, I don't think I bought it. I don't know where it came from now.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. That's okay.
Another thing is I'm not really in love with it anyway. So there you go.
Okay, cool. We'll go ahead and include one for you. No worries, James. No worries at all. Now,
okay.
Are you offering both residential and commercial painting?
No, just residential right now.
Okay. And then tell me about the drywall services.
Well, okay, so really large jobs, I sub out. But then, like, I do a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like water restorations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've done more, you know, as far as drying out, I haven't done a lot of that, but, mm-hmm. I've gone in and I do the drywall repairs.
Mm-hmm.
I do the texture. I do the painting. I do the priming painting. And that's pretty my expertise, you know. I mean, I'm painting an outside of a house. I paint houses to the outside. I paint inside, outside. I'm painting a house right now, and then I've, you know, so.
Okay.
And I'm not limited either. This is a brand new house. I painted the inside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I built them a fireplace, a hearth,
mm-hmm.
installed the wood stove,
mm-hmm.
Flashed it out the roof. I did the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow.
So
you did a lot.
So I'm not just tied to, Yeah, you're
pretty universal. Well, you've been doing it a while. It's not like you're brand new. You know, you've been doing this a while.
Well, I started out handyman, and then I also did retail, like mm-hmm. in malls and stuff. I did a lot of fix repairs and in malls and that. So sometimes I go to a job and it's like they want me to do this. So they don't have to call a plumber, electrician. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm not a licensed electrician or plumber, but I can do it all. Mm-hmm. And if it's not permitted, then who cares, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe you don't want to hear that. But,
No. I'm typing all this in to have you coming up for all of these things. No, I'm inputting the information.
Well, okay, so on plumbing and electrical, all you can put in there is light plumbing, light
mm-hmm.
electrical.
Right.
Because new construction, you've got to be licensed.
Yep, I know that. So I've got you down for handyman.
Okay.
I've got you down. You also mentioned brickwork, right?
No, I don't do brickwork, no.
You mentioned the chimney.
No. It's a wood stove install, so
okay.
Right, it's wood stove install, and so you've got piping that goes through the roof.
Oh my
god! It goes through the ceiling, through the roof.
That sounds scary.
What?
That sounds scary.
No, I. What? You just have to use the right piping, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how many houses
right
are burnt?
And
you know
the
how
right
many
man.
Houses are burnt down?
None.
You know how many houses are burnt down a year because people install it wrong?
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm saying it sounds scary to me. Like, for a professional like yourself to take care of it, but, like, you know, as I'm typing all this stuff in, like, I definitely would be calling somebody for an electrical issue. I definitely would be calling somebody for a wood stove installation. Like, that is not something I can do myself. But you see people trying to do it all the time, you know?
Well, this job, the stove and the pipe alone were like $4,500, and then the labor.
Gosh.
I mean, it's like a $12,000-$13,000 job, you know.
Wow.
So it's yeah. So I mean, yeah, you. It's like the homeowner said. He goes, "There's no way I could have done what you did."
Exactly.
I said,
"Well,
I'm saying." I said, "It's not my first rodeo."
Right. Praise God.
Yeah, I like that. I like what you just said. Not many people say that today.
Oh, I say it all the time. I always throw in little bits. Like, people say, "How are you?" And I'm like, "I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you today?" Like, I have Bible verses tattooed all over my body.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You haven't, but Bible says, hide them in your heart, not on your body.
Listen, Jesus also said loud and proud, okay? And that's a cross I'm willing to bear when I get there, because I have absolutely no doubt I'm going straight to heaven.
There's not many people that know that. You know, I'm actually a pastor.
Are you? Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Wow, this is definitely not by mistake. Oh, my goodness.
My dad was a pastor for 35 years.
Oh.
And then when he retired, the church called me, and I was there for 28 years. We had a property.
Mm-hmm.
We just sold the property in South Seattle. We just sold it, and we're having services in our home right now. So.
Oh my goodness. God
anyway.
Bless you. Yeah. During COVID, we did a lot of things out of our home as well. A lot. I'm not a pastor or anything, but we allowed them to host here because we have a nice big backyard, and we have lots of space and lots of room. We have very open floor plan. Huntington Beach, California.
You're in California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell everybody in California to stay there, please.
No, thanks. If you knew how awful it was here, you'd know why we're all leaving.
Do
you know how much a gallon of gas is? Over $6.
Well, we're headed. We're planning on. See, I'll be 70 in 3.5 years. And
no.
70.
I seriously thought you were like 40 years old. I'm not even kidding.
We're moving to Idaho. My son has 5 kids.
Oh.
And he's in northern Idaho.
Yes.
I have a daughter that's 40.
Well, I never would have guessed that you were almost 70 years old. That's crazy.
I'm not there yet.
So you sound so young, though. Oh my goodness. James,
you're just being nice.
No, I'm being dead serious. I really thought that. I'm not kidding you. I talked to some people. You can tell how old they are on the phone, but you have a young voice, very young heart, very spry.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know what? Anyway, yeah, this is, you know, I've heard people say, you know, sometimes, you know, this is divine providence. You know, you see divine providence in timing. How, you know, God knows that I need some more business this winter. And
yes.
It's not working right now. So,
well,
anyway, I'm hoping that you can help me. So
this is going to help you, and this is going to put you into the right direction, James. But I'm telling you, once you can get the extra $100 to put into the Facebook ads, even if you just do it for 1 month to let us show you what we've got, that extra $100 is going to give you an even stronger push, because this is what happens. Google and Facebook talk to each other. So when people are on Google and they're looking for any of your services, they see that you come up on the first page, okay? They see that. But then they go to Facebook, and you automatically come up through their Facebook feed because you have a dual program, okay? And what that does is that automatically retargets, and you don't have to do anything but pick up the phone.
Oh, really? Wow, that sounds good.
That's why I'm saying, once you're able to do it, then it's important for us to get that going for you. But I have to schedule your client onboarding. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, I'm a little encouraged that there's a Christian. I didn't know there was any Christians left in California.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of us. Yeah, we stick together. We have
to. Yeah. Oh, you have to, yeah. It was amazing what happened there in San Francisco when they got rid of that prosecuting attorney, right?
Right.
He was woke all the way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But really, he was dead and really, he's dead in trespass and sins where he's at. So.
Right.
You know what? You know, we just need to pray for these guys. You know, they need to be saved.
That's what I do.
Our president needs to be saved.
Exactly.
You know
Jesus died for all of us.
Hey, what did Paul say? He said, they're guy, but by the grace of God, you know, so.
It's so true, especially when we start to
pass
judgment or think something, you know, like we have no idea what their personal conflicts are or their what demons they fight off on a regular basis. Like, I wouldn't want to be the president of the United States if you paid me all the money in the world. No thanks.
Right.
I don't want to do it.
Well, you know, we're not to judge, but we're to be fruit inspectors, though.
Right. No, that's very – I like that one. That's a good one. Maybe that'll be my next chapter.
Yeah, because everybody says –
fruit inspector.
You know, how many people quote, judge not lest you be judged.
Right.
Know? But it says in the Bible, it says, by their fruit ye shall know them.
It's so true. It's so very true.
Right. By their fruit ye shall know them.
Yes.
And so we know where Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of them are. You know,
yes.
I don't know. I think I watch too much of the conservative news because sometimes I get so riled. It's just unbelievable. But you know what I got to remember? You know, I said this a long time ago. I was told I coined this phrase. And it was first to a sales manager in the plant that I worked. He came in and complaining about a lot of stuff, and I said, Steve, I said, this isn't heaven. And I said,
right.
You know what? For me, this is my only hell. I'm going to heaven.
Right.
But for many, this is their only heaven because they're going to hell.
It's true.
And so,
it's so true.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Let me see here. So, what I have an available appointment time for client onboarding. We can do it first thing in the morning between 7 and 8 before you start the day.
I can't do that tomorrow. I got an appointment in the morning.
Okay. Or we...
I got to go look at a job.
Okay. Well, we have available slots all day. We have available slots all day long. So there, we block off an entire hour. It doesn't usually take that long at all. But we want to make sure that that we have enough time to answer all your questions as well as the questions from the guy before you. So I can do between 8 and 9, 9 and 10, 10 and 11, 11 and 12, 1 and 2. 2 and 3 is blocked off for tomorrow, but I also have something available between 3 and 4. Would that work for you?
How about Wednesday?
Wednesday's wide open, again, starting at 7 a.m.
Yeah, let's do 7 Wednesday.
Beautiful. You're going to receive an email notification here that's going to say local splash C-I-E-N. It's going to have your first and last name as well as your phone number. And once you hit accept, James, what happens is it literally just drops into your Google Calendar. Now, my technician is going to be contacting you from our 877 phone number, so it is important that you be aware of that and answer that phone call. He will also send out a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment just to remind you, hey, the call's coming in from this number at this time, okay?
Are you talking about Wednesday before the meeting?
Yes, Wednesday.
Okay, because I'm up at four to five every day, so.
Okay, well, we got you. Don't you worry one bit. We're gonna take good care of you. Let's see here. That's early though, boy. Golly gee.
No, 7 o'clock. No.
No, you're being up at you being up at 4 or 5, but you're probably getting in there spending your time with God, so.
Well, I go to bed at 9. You know, I try to get in bed at 9. You know, a famous songwriter, someone asked him what he owed his success to, and he says, I made it a point to meet with God an hour before I meet with anybody else every
That's
day.
That. Yep, me too.
You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, once it gets noisy and busy and everything, you forget about your study time, you know, not going to work.
And you get tired, and then, you know, you forget how important it is until you have something coming up, you know, and slapping you in the face.
Yeah. What did Jesus say to Satan? Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, you know. So, you know.
Right.
We need the word of God, you know. So,
we do, absolutely.
The problem today is people got to have Hollywood, you know, and a lot of Christians have Hollywood, and there's no power or strength in their life, you know.
Right.
You know, the Bible says we're to crucify, through the Spirit, we're to mortify the deeds of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go to Hollywood, a lot of the garbage on Hollywood, all you're doing is feeding the flesh, you know.
Oh, it's all garbage.
And so
it's all garbage, absolutely.
Yep.
The message Sunday was
think on those things which are true, lovely, good report. So.
Philippians 4.
What's that?
Philippians 4.
Well, Philippians, yeah.
True, lovely,
right.
Noble.
And when you,
mm-hmm.
Right. And when you think of it, who's true, who's lovely? It says, let God be true and every man a liar, you know?
Right.
So the Lord Jesus Christ is all of that.
He is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me see here. So. Okay. Well,